was moving off pride that I had control. Then my little kingdom lost my soul. Matthew 16, 20, for denying myself. Pick up that cross, put my ego on the shelf. Galatians 2, 20, I die with Christ. So I still acting like I run my life. Romans 12, 2, renew my mind. Transform me, Lord, don't leave me blind. I don't want fame if you ain't in it. Don't want the crown if you don't fit it. John 3, 30, let it be. He must increase, less of me.
More Jesus,
less me. I'll break these chains.
Send it free.
If it ain't you,
I don't need it.
Strip my flesh.
See you seen in it. More Jesus,
less me. Not my will,
your decree.
Take the throne,
I surrender.
King of kings,
my defender.
Flesh loud, spirit louder. Enemy tribe, but my God prouder. James 4, 7, resist that devil. He flee when I pray on another level. Ego dying daily, that's sanctification. Holy Spirit fire, no imitation. Psalm 51, create clean heart. Rip me open, tear me apart. I don't want religion, I want the fire. Not stage lights, I want Messiah. Luke 9, 23, daily cross. Lose my life, but I gain the bouts. Say my name
out the headline. Let your glory be the spotlight.
If I shine, let it reflect. But son of God,
resurrect.
Less of me.
Less of me. Less of me. More you inside of me.
At the top, not my will, but yours be done. Like the prayer of your son in Gethsemane. He bowed low, so I bow now. Take control. Philippians 2. Humble king. Laid it down for everything. So I lay my pride today. Jesus, have your way.
My Jesus.
Bless me. Empty me out.
My Jesus.
Holy fire. Bless me. So they don't see me at all. When I stand tall, them tall. Just Christ when I stand tall, them tall.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We're going to pick back up where we were last week, from where we were last week. And we were talking about doing the things of God, doing the will of God. And we were talking about learning and how we're to learn how to do the things that God has called us to do. Saints of God, we have to learn how to do the things that God has called us to do. And we went over the definition of learning. And learning means knowledge acquired by a systematic study in any field, such as biology, math, psychology, and theology. It means the act of acquiring knowledge or skills. And this is absolutely what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be acquiring knowledge of God. We are to learn of God. This is what we're called to do. We know that in the book of Matthew, as Jesus began his ministry, he told us to take his yoke upon us and learn of him. We have to take his yoke upon us and learn of him. He said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. So, saints of God, this is not just something in passing that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do this. This is a command that God has given us. We're talking about learning and gaining knowledge of who God is. You know, gaining knowledge of him. You know, we have to do a systematic study. And what that means is we have to have a system of how we're going about studying the Bible and learning about God. We have to establish an order of what we're going to do. You know, what days, what times, and we are to record the things that we study. especially the chapters that we study. We are to record those chapters, because in those chapters, we're going to have to go back and redo it. We don't learn the first time. We don't get it all the first time. We have to keep going over it and keep going over it. And then by the time we keep going over it, we get it. It sinks in, so we say it sinks in. And whenever we need it, then we can call upon that knowledge that's in us, that's stored in us. You know, learning is one of the first things that we're commanded to do by God. So we say learning is one of the most important acts of the Spirit that we can do, a supernatural sense. So this lesson is going to give you knowledge and understanding, and that will help you to do the works that God has called us to do. In Hosea 4 and 6, this is our scripture we're going to use. This is one of the scriptures we're going to use today. Hosea 4 and 6. It's God says, "My people perish from a lack of knowledge." As we go through the scriptures, you'll be able to see just what Jesus did and how he did it. And we'll be able to do the same thing. And this is what it's all about. We got to get the skills that we need. And the skills come from the word. How Jesus did, we're going to have to do it. Those are the same skills that he has given us, and we'll have to use them. Acts 10 and 38, in this chapter, Peter is preaching to the Gentiles. And this is what he says. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, saints. You know, he went about healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That same God that was with Jesus, we have that delegated authority and power from Jesus himself. And we can do the same things that Jesus did. God is with us, and he's working with us, just like he did with Jesus. You know, Jesus went about doing good. When we wake up in the morning, are we thinking about doing good, or are we thinking about doing evil? You know, are we thinking about how we're going to get somebody back for doing us wrong? Are we singing one of those "somebody did me wrong" songs when we get up in the morning? Or do you wake up mean and hateful, and, you know, and acting out of hate and hard-heartedness toward people? Is this the way you wake up, or do you wake up sweet and kind? This is what the word said in the book of Proverbs, talking about speaking kind and good and saying good things and sweet things to people. Proverbs 16 and 24 says, "Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Now, saints of God, if you're having any kind of joint problem or bone problem, start speaking good things. See, I'm telling you, the skills that we need is written up in the word. If you need something done for your body, it's a word in there that will help you. It's a word in the Bible that will help you. If you want some strong bones, then start speaking kind, sweet words to people. You know, because this is what David said in the book of Proverbs. He said, "Pleasant words, just pleasant words, are as honeycombs, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." So, saints of God, we need to get busy. You want some healthy bones? Then we need to get saying those good, kind, and good words about people. Talk good about people and not evil. You know, it says Jesus went about doing good. You know, he went about doing good. Everything that Jesus did was good. Everything he did was good. You know, he healed the oppressed people. Oppression is horrible. And it comes from Satan. Satan have people where they're burdened. They're burdened with cruelty. You know, people do people bad. You know, they feel like, okay, well, you're not in a good status in life, so they dump on you, you know. You see people out in the street that don't have anything, and people will holler at them, they'll shove them, they'll push them. That's not good. You know, whenever you suffer abuse, you know, whenever you're burdened down, you know, and full of cares and sorrows and anxiety. This is oppression and depression of the enemy. Jesus came to heal all that were oppressed of the devil. You know, people are still being oppressed of the devil today. And this is the message for you. Jesus came to heal all that are oppressed of the enemy. He's doing it today, and he's going to continue to do it until he come back here on this earth. You know, he healed all the mentally disturbed people, those people that are oppressed, and those that's burdened physically with all kinds of diseases and sicknesses. Jesus healed those people, saints. And this is what we're going to have to be able to do, because we're in Jesus' place now. We took his place. We've been filled with the Holy Ghost. We've been saved, sanctified. We've been anointed with God. So these are the works that we have to do. Saints, let me tell you something. These conditions are all of the devil. Oppression, depression, sickness, disease, evil spirits, all of these things are of the devil. Jesus was anointed to destroy all the works of the enemy. Not just one, but all the works of the enemy. And he gave us power to do the same works that he did, and even greater works. Hebrews 13 and 21, it says, this is what the writer is teaching. He's saying that the people about to do the service that God has given us to do and be well-pleasing in God's sight. You know, he's teaching us about the service that is well-pleasing unto God. And we see that in Hebrews 13, and we're going to read, we're going to start at the 20th verse. And he said, how that the God of peace that brought again him from the dead, talking about Jesus, our Lord Jesus, that shepherd of the sheep. He is the shepherd of the sheep. You know, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. He came through the blood of an everlasting covenant. Saying, let me tell you something. If it's everlasting, it's still here today. Verse 21, it says, it will make you perfect in every good work to do the will and works in you, that which is well-pleasing in his sight. It says, it'll make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. See, everything we do comes through Jesus. You know, when Jesus told his disciples before he left, he said, I'm gone, but I'm sending you back the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is our Comforter, saints. And it's also our empowerment to do the same works Jesus did and greater works. So we're made perfect through Jesus. He makes us perfect to do every good work and to do his will. You know, our heart must be perfect toward God. And he will make us perfect in love. And if we love him, you know, we're made perfect in love. If we love God, we're made perfect in love. Saints of God, we need to make sure that we're made perfect in love. And there are many scriptures that tells us how to be perfect in love. The first thing is, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So that's one of the major things that you have to do. If you want to love God, you have to keep his commandments. You know, the last part of Hebrews 13 and verse 21, it says is that God will work in us so that he will work in us so that we can do the works of his will and be well-pleasing to him. See, it's what he will to do, not what we want to do, but what he wills us to do, what he wants us to do. And it's all written in the word. And we know that God has given us, through Jesus Christ, his son, he has given us all things freely to enjoy. He has given us all things that we need to know and all things that we need to do in order to please him. All the knowledge of God comes from the word of God. So we want to please God by doing his perfect will and doing his perfect